اقرأ باسم ربك الذي خلق.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا أيها المزمل قم الليل إلا قليلا نصفه
أو انقص منه قليلا أو زد عليه ورتل القرآن ترتيلا.
فدعوتك ربي بقرآنك جنبني حراني.
Let's recite the Quran.
ناجيتك أرجو غفرانك يا من ينجينا إحسانك. ودعوتك ربي بقرآنك.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين وصلى الله على محمد وآله الطاهرين.
اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد وعجل فرجه.
السلام عليكم respected brothers and sisters, dear listeners. Welcome to IRIB English Radio. Here again we are with you in another Quranic session. Brother Fawad Haider is here, Brother Hassan Ruhullah, Hassan Nasrullah, Hussein Ruhullah and Ali Nasir, students of Xavier International School. So we are here with you with another Quranic session. Welcome everyone. Today, inshallah, the same as our previous sessions, we'll have one of the verses of Surah Al-Baqarah, Ayah 269, يُؤْتِي الْحِكْمَةَ مَنْ يَشَاءَ. Inshallah, we'll talk about this ayah, we'll recite, we'll practice, and also we will mention the very, very important tajweed rules. All right, Hussein, Hassan, Ali Nasir and Fawad?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Brothers and sisters, we really recommend you stay with us till the end of this session. So if you are ready, hold your Quran, turn to page 45, ayah 269 of Surah Al-Baqarah. Let's everyone listen.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Yu'ti al-hikmata man yasha. وَمَنْ يُؤْتَ الْحِكْمَةَ فَقَدْ أُوْتِيَ خَيْرًا كَثِيرًا وَمَا يَذَّكَّرُ إِلَّا أُولُو الْأَلْبَابِ.
Nice recitation. May Allah bless, inshallah, the reciter. Now we will be practicing the recitation. I will recite Fawad, Hassan, Hussein, and Ali Nasir, and also our brothers and sisters. They will practice, inshallah. You will practice, they will practice as well, okay?
Inshallah.
Let's go. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
يؤتي الحكمة من يشاء.
يؤتي الحكمة من يشاء.
ومن يؤت الحكمة فقد أوتي خيرا كثيرا.
ومن يؤت الحكمة فقد أوتي خيرا كثيرا.
وما يذكر إلا أولو الألباب.
وما يذكر إلا أولو الألباب.
أحسنتم ما شاء الله. Thank you so much. Allah Almighty bless you inshallah. يؤتي الحكمة, Allah Almighty, He gives wisdom to whomever He wishes. وَمَنْ يُؤْتَ الْحِكْمَةَ, and he who is given wisdom, the person who is given wisdom, فَقَدْ أُوتِيَ خَيْرًا كَثِيرًا. In fact, certainly, he is given an abundant good, or we kind of say countless, numberless, good things, okay? وَمَا يَذَّكَّرُ إِلَّا أُولُو الْأَلْبَابِ. But none takes admonition except those who possess intellect, okay? Nobody gets reminded, okay? Or nobody understands this except those who are, in fact, intellectual, those who have intellect. Now, this ayah tells you an important blessing, mentions an important blessings of Allah, blessing of Allah Almighty, which is actually the wisdom. Okay? Wisdom is something very clear for us, yes? So people who don't possess wisdom, who don't possess intellect, they really don't care. They don't care about their life, they don't care about their religion, their future. So they are just, yeah, hanging around. They don't care about anything, yes? And whatever in their life happens, okay, if they don't have wisdom, if they don't have enough understanding, they will all, for example, always they will say that it's Allah Almighty's fault, it's his fault, it's your fault. Since they don't have wisdom, they cannot, for example, explain it, they cannot understand this. So they will face a lot of problems. Wisdom is an important blessing from Allah Almighty. And it's not given to everyone. It's given to those who deserve it. Those who deserve it, okay? يُؤْتِ الْحِكْمَةَ مَنْ يَشَاءَ Allah Almighty gives wisdom to those whom Allah Almighty wishes. Allah Almighty wishes those who deserve it. All right? Now, you should understand this, that Shaytan in the previous ayah, Shaytan was what? Inviting us to do evil things. And to stop donating, yes? He was giving us the, he was frightening us of poverty. So, but those who have wisdom, they will understand the temptation of Shaytan. Okay? They will understand. Guys, there are more to say about this ayah, okay? And we don't have much time. But we want you to refer to the Tafasir book, brothers and sisters, to learn more about them, okay? Inshallah. قرآني نبض حياتي قرآني طهر ذاتي قرآني عصمة أمري قرآني طوق نجاتي قرآني نبض حياتي. How to learn Quran easy? What is the correct way to read the Quran? What is the correct way to learn Arabic and understand the Quran? Be with Let's Recite the Quran.
So,
that's all from this ayah. It's enough, the translation we did. Now, we will go to the tajweed rules, the very, very important tajweed rules, inshallah, we'll mention. Okay, Fawad? So, Hussein, can you read it once? Normal reading, okay? We'll explain. As you're reading, we'll explain the tajweed rules.
Yes, sir.
Okay, go on.
يُؤْتِ الْحِكْمَةَ مَنْ يَشَاءَ
أحسنتم. يُؤْتِ الْحِكْمَةَ مَنْ يَشَاءَ We have... Yamad here, yu'ti yamad, yes? Long vowel, yu'ti, yes. Right, Hussein?
Yes.
Ali Nasir?
Yes.
But next word starts with Hamzatul Wasl. Actually, there is like a lam, which is sakin. So since we cannot start from a sakin letter, so we have a Hamzatul Wasl. So here you skip Hamzatul Wasl, yes?
Yes.
Because you join two words.
Yes.
So the rule says that if you have a long vowel, either it's an alif mat or waw mat or ya mat plus hamzatul wasl, you skip hamzatul wasl plus ya mat. Change the ya mat or the long vowel to a short vowel. Do not say yu'ti al-hikmata. Instead, Hussein, how do you read it?
Yu'ti
al-hikmata. Join the ta to lam.
Oh, yes.
Skip hamzatul wasl plus ya sound, e sound. يُؤْتِ الْحِكْمَةَ Yes?
Yes.
So that's the first important rule in this ayah. Don't read it. يُؤْتِ الْحِكْمَةَ No. يُؤْتِ الْحِكْمَةَ Right? The pronunciation of the letter ha is important as well. Fawad, right?
Yes.
Okay. مَنْ يَشَاءَ The normal reading without tajweed is this way. مَنْ يَشَاءَ But the tajweed rule says, huh, Hussein?
مَنْ يَشَاءَ
مَنْ يَشَاءَ So you produce a nasal sound, Plus, you merge the sound of noon into ya, and it changes to a double ya, right? Mayasha. Alright?
Yes.
Merging plus producing a nasal sound, idgham, with
ghunna.
يُؤْتِي الْحِكْمَةَ مَنْ يَشَاءَ Plus, the mat here is what? Is it wajib or is it mandatory?
Wajib.
It is wajib.
يَشَاءَ شَاءَ يَشَاءَ So, mat is with the word, yes?
Yes.
So, alif mat يَشَاءَ plus hamza both are in the same word. يَشَاءَ Six counts. يُؤْتِي الْحِكْمَةَ مَنْ يَشَاءَ Right? And when you stop here, Hamza, yeah, the harakat of Hamza changes to sukoon, and Jim tells you here...
Jaiz.
You can continue or
you can
stop here. وَمَنْ يُؤْتَى وَمَنْ يُؤْتَى Huh? وَمَنْ يُؤْتَى Normal reading is وَمَنْ يُؤْتَى, right?
Yes.
But, if you read it with tajweed,
وَمَنْ يُؤْتَى
Right? You merge the sound. There were six letters that if you have a noon saakin plus one of these six letters, you have to merge the sounds. Hmm? What were those six letters?
Ya, Ra, Meem.
Lam,
Wow,
Noon, Yarmalun letters.
Yes.
Right? Merge the sounds. So, وَمَنْ يُؤْتَى الْحِكْمَةَ فَقَدْ أُوْتِيَ فَقَدْ قَلْقَلَ أَنْ دَال فَقَدْ Echoing sound with the dal. فَقَدْ أُوْتِيَ خَيْرًا كَثِيرًا How do you read? خي
run.
Run. But. You have the letter kaf after the tanween. What rule is applied?
Ikhfa.
As if the listener should understand kind of that. The next letter is kaf.
خيرنك.
Like bank.
Yes.
Ink. خيرن كثيرا. Tanween fatha changes to? Alif mad. خَيْرًا كَثِيرًا Make sure with إِخْفَى we have غُنَّة sound also, nasal sound.
Yeah.
خَيْرًا كَثِيرًا So, قِلَى tells you?
Stopping is better.
Stopping is better than continuing, yes?
Stopping is better than continuing.
Yeah, of course. That's it. وَمَا يَذَّكَّرُ إِلَّا Is the mad wajib?
No.
It's not wajib. Why?
Because the hamza
And
the other word are in separate.
The hamza and the other word are in separate word. The hamza and alif mad. He wanted to say alif mad. Alif mad plus hamza. They are not in the same word. They are in two separate words.
Yeah.
So, we can say this way. The mad is not wajib. Yes.
Yes.
But it's jais. Yes.
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 Okay. إِلَّا أُولُو الْأَلْبَابِ Or إِلَّا أُولُو الْأَلْبَابِ Right? أُولُو الْأَلْبَابِ Do you see a wall there? Do you see the wall?
Yeah.
There is a sukun on the top of wall. Remember, yes. Don't pronounce the wall. It means do not prolong the sound. Just read it. Oh, not oo. أولو الألباب أولو الألباب not long vowel not أولو الألباب no أولو الألباب right الباب the last important point bounce the sound of ب echoing sound قلقلة أولو الألباب that's all let's finish this session alhamdulillah we did whatever needed so We explained the ayah a bit and we mentioned the important tajweed rules. Make sure you practice. Hassan, Hussein, Ali Nasser, Fawad, thank you so much for being with us in this session. Brothers and sisters, thank you so much for being with us, listening the whole time. We recommend you stay with IRAB English Radio, inshallah, in the coming sessions. Again, we'll be here with you with another Quranic sessions. Thanks to IRIB English Radio. Thanks to Sevier International School. And if you don't have any questions, guys, you have any questions?
No.
See you, inshallah, in the coming session. Walhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Wa sallallahu ala Muhammadi wa alihi al-tahirin.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad wa ajjil faraj.
Let's recite the Quran, a joint production of IRIB English Radio and Sevier International Schools. ذكر وموعظة ونور فيه شفاء للصدور وشفيعنا يوم النشور آياته تروي المدى وصفاته نبع الهدى نرقى الجنان بحبه لن تستقيم حياتنا إلا به هو القرآن والفرقان إليه تنصت الأكوان